When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Want $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Roe. Go to roe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Roe membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to roe.co/safety, Rx only.
Right, all right, here we go. Hour two, Home Improvement Show. Rich Orris here. To serve you, what is happening at your home? What kind of questions do you have? Are you starting a project? Have you been putting off a couple of those projects all winter long? And, you know, anything outdoor, we've had a really cold winter. Now it's been really wet, so there hasn't been a lot of time to get a bunch of outdoor work done for you. So it's about to start. It's going to be soon. I know it's kind of getting cold again. I know it's not quite 100% spring. We're going to have the colds and the warms in between, but it's going to be time to start looking outside, to start figuring out what you need to do. And once you do that, you have anything you want to find out about, this is a listener call-in answer format show. Let's see what you've got going on. The main topic that we would like to have going on today is whatever topic you have thoughts, concerns, questions on, anything happening for you at your home. I'm here to serve you today. You can find me at 314-436-7900. You can call in. We can chat about it on the air. That's helpful because if there is questions, I can kind of chat back and forth and ask a couple questions. What material is the door? Things like that to kind of help maybe gauge and judge what we think we can do to help you out. But you can also text in a question if you don't want to get in on the air. You can text your question in. Same phone number, 314-436-7900. And let's see what we can do, how we can help you out, and what's going on. And we've had a few good calls in the first hour. Just got through with Steve looking for an awning company. So if you're just tuning in, if you're just tuning in from 97.1, we had Steve on the line last hour, and he was asking about an awning company, trying to find a good one. He has an awning that's kind of high up in the air sounded like they would probably need some sort of bucket lift or something to be able to work on it. He said he had had it cleaned in the past, and they'd use something like that to get up there and clean it for him and everything, but he's having trouble finding somebody that will actually replace or work on an awning that high up in the air. So if you know anybody, if you've had awning work done, if you had good luck with an awning company, then hey, give us a call. Let us know who it was. You can jump in and help Steve out. Again, 314-436-7900 would be really helpful for that. And we had Jill with some 20-year-old vinyl windows that just kind of out of place, don't operate like they used to. So didn't sound like there was any real big signs of settling and movement and all that. So kind of just suggested taking some silicone lubricant spray, clean the vinyl real good, spray and kind of wipe on that silicone spray in there, get it on the tracks in between that vinyl, and that stuff will slick that up and make that vinyl work better and easier for you. So hey, we got Brett on the line. Let's see what's happening with Brett. Hey Brett, thanks for calling. What's going on?
Hey Rich, how's it going?
It's going great.
I just had a question about I've got a couple of walls in my house that both of them are kind of a cold room. I don't think it's properly insulated, so I'm planning to just rip the drywall off of two exterior walls and put in something like rock wool. There seems to be some varying opinions on whether I need to put anything over the top of the rock wool as far as like any kind of vapor barrier or cover or that kind of thing. I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Mm-hmm.
If it matters, the one wall is covered probably 90% with a brick veneer facing the street, and then the other side wall is about half brick and then siding.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's no, any of that Tyvek or anything that was ever installed back in the day. So,
yeah, how old's your home?
It's about 60 years old.
Okay. So for the inside, as far as putting anything over that rock wall, really the only thing you need for the insulation that you put in is anything that might make sure that it stays up and stays in place. You do not want, and that I'm talking about if you maybe want to use some of those like metal rods that you bend or something to kind of help hold it in there before you put the drywall up, something like that. Anything you put over that, the studs or the insulation, you need to make sure that it's breathable, and you do not want it to be a vapor barrier at all.
Okay.
So it's funny because I was literally, I was having this conversation with my son at dinner last night. We were just talking about some things, and I was telling him about a house that I looked at where someone else was doing work, and they brought me in to look at installing this giant I-beam because the company, the small company doing the work, like thought they could put this I-beam in, and then once they got it there, they were like, yeah, no, this is too tough, this is too heavy, this is too hard. And so I was telling him the same thing. They had a bunch of drywall down and they had plastic up on the walls. And I was explaining to him, you want to take that down and why? And so basically any kind of vapor barrier, what can happen is you get any moisture vapor in that wall at all, that wall's trying to breathe and you've got a vapor barrier towards the inside of the house, then what can happen is In the cold times when it's cold outside and you're warming inside, you can get condensation forming on the backside and it'll get the insulation wet. It'll get the studs wet. And where you'll see water stains on your drywall later is around the outlets and the switches, because you cut out the little square, right, in that vapor barrier.
Right.
And so everything tries to exit around that outlet and that switch. And you'll see, so I was explaining to him, I'm like, if you're ever in a house and you see like little water-looking stains around an outlet, and it's about a quarter inch to a half inch away from the cover plate and just kind of circling, or maybe it's at just the top or just the bottom. I'm like, then there's plastic on that wall and all that moisture and moisture vapor is trying to get out of there, and that's the only exit.
So it sounds like I should just put drywall up and that'll be fine.
Yep.
Over the top.
You will
of that.
Be totally fine. Even if you don't have the house wrap on the outside, because the house wrap is really meant to keep water out from getting in the house, and the house wrap is breathable. It will let moisture vapor out.
Okay.
So the house wrap, your moisture vapor can get out with or without the house wrap on the outside, but just don't trap it from the inside.
I was also under the impression that the rock wall would kind of stay in place without any supports. I guess that's not true based on what you're saying.
I mean, it should if you get it in there tight.
Just a little added measure to put those supports
yes,
in there.
Yes, or if you have studs, like, because if you buy rock wool and it comes a certain size, and if all of a sudden you have studs that are a little bit further apart.
Oh, that's a good point.
And it's wanting to fall out or just lean or tip out. Just they make these little thin metal rods that, you know, they're about 18 inches long and they just bend.
Yep, and I've used them in my basement, so yep. I've still got a pile of them left. So
there you go. That'll be all you need.
I'll put them to use.
But if they fit tight, that rock wool's going nowhere.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
I appreciate it.
All right, Brett. Hey, thanks for the question, the call. And that is something that is very, very important. So I'm glad we got that out there. And when we jump back, I may just kind of touch a little bit more on that, and we'll talk about get a little deep on the scientific reason to not have that vapor barrier or where you would put it if it were possible, but it's really not in our area. So we'll have more of that and hopefully some more calls, some more questions, some more answers right after these messages. Right, welcome back. Welcome back, Home Improvement Show. We've got plenty of time for everybody. Don't forget, I'm right here. We can help you out. We've gone through a lot of good calls and questions so far, and Brett had a really good one. But don't forget, you can text in, you can call in, get your question on the air. Let's talk about, chat it out. 314-436-7900 gets you right to me right now. Phone lines are wide open for you. But to kind of carry on just a minute on the question of the vapor barrier that Brett had brought up, and that was a practice that we did for quite a while years ago of putting plastic on the inside of the walls right before. So you'd insulate, you'd hang plastic, you cut the little squares out around the outlets and you put it on. But when you look at scientifically a wall system and how thick it is and the insulation in it, and if you were to put a vapor barrier on a wall and have it be effective, you would want to put that vapor barrier on the warm side of the wall. So if the wall is always going to have a different temperature from one side of the wall to the other side, and it always will, then you would, to have a vapor barrier work and be effective, you would want it on the warm side of the wall. When you think about St. Louis, Missouri, the Midwest, and our climate, well, that changes, that rotates. So the warm side is inside in the winter, and it's 30 degrees outside or even colder, and then you're heating your home to 70, 72, wherever you're comfortable. Well, then in the summer, it gets up to 100, 105, whatever. It gets really hot. We're always in the 90s. And then inside, your air conditioning back down to 69, 70, 72, wherever you're comfortable. So that, where you would want that vapor barrier to be would change. So therefore, we are better off in our climate to not have that. Now, if you lived in a climate that it was always warmer than 72 degrees outside, then it's really effective. And you put it on the outside where your wrap would be or where your zip wall system would be. and it would be extremely effective and it would work. Or vice versa, if it's always cold, if you live in an area that never gets above 50 or 60 degrees and you will always be heating your home to 70 or so, then you would always be warmer on the inside and it would be more effective on the inside. But again, where we're at, that theory just doesn't function. It only functions four times. And we have a lot of other theories too of that work in other areas with energy efficiency. And when they think about the color of roofing and siding, and you have people kind of going, okay, well, do a dark roof because it will absorb the heat and it will help keep the house warm in the winter. Well, that's super effective for a very short period of time here in St. Louis, because spring and fall, we're always in the middle. And then, of course, summer, we get really hot, so you wouldn't want a dark roof. So then they would say, well, yeah, you get really hot, so you put a light roof, and it's going to make your home more efficient during the summer. But then you're doing the exact opposite in the winter, so there's really not an effective way with our temperatures to do that. But again, you get in an area where it's cold all the time, or if it's cold more than half of the year and it can be effective for you, then yeah, sure, do that dark roof and let it absorb some heat. And we have to watch also putting like attic blankets in an attic, because again, it's reflecting all this heat, and it's effective at doing its job to keep the hot attic and reflect that back up towards the roof. But the two things that can happen is, one, it can condensate, because if you have your house is much cooler and you're leaking any air into that attic through the insulation, you can get condensation because of that sheet they put down being a vapor barrier itself. And or it can also cook the roof shingles more so than it even would, because you're reflecting even more heat right back up at that roof. So it can possibly retain a lot of heat there and just shorten the life expectancy of your shingles heating up. So there are a lot of things that products out there for us that seem great for one thing, but if you really don't know, and it doesn't do the same thing in every house, even when you're in the same area. So you can have one person that gets that attic blanket and it does shorten the life expectancy of the roof, but someone else that maybe they have a few more trees, so it's not as bad, so it really doesn't. And so you can have these products that are less effective in one house than another, or can cause an issue in this house but doesn't cause an issue in that house. And it's the same thing, like I was talking with Jill earlier about the vinyl window installation, and there's different ways to do it, and couple of the simpler ways rely a lot more on just caulk to keep any water out. When you have vinyl siding and you get wind-driven rains, then you get more water, rainwater behind that siding, especially if you have like a second floor above it and there's all these opportunities for the water to get behind and run down. Well, then that water's behind the caulking anyway, and if it's not flashed the best way possible to keep air and water out of it underneath the siding, then you can actually get a leak from that type of window installation. But the rain doesn't drive on all sides of a house all the time. So you can use the least effective method on all four sides of the house and only have an issue maybe with one or two windows because they're on the side of the house that gets the most wind-driven rains, and therefore that's where you're seeing it. The whole house can be under the same condition. If your windows are underneath your porch roof, then that's probably not going to have too much of an issue. So there's just so many circumstances that it's not always a wrong thing to do or a bad thing to do in certain circumstances, but then in other areas it can be, and it's pretty hard to tell or predict that. And that's why we have these different methods and people can choose through them. And to me, to myself, for you, is just do the research and get educated and make a good educated decision is what I'm always constantly trying to preach, is just look deep into it, see what you can find, see what you can figure, and then make that decision. And maybe you just do it on the side that gets the most wind-driven rains. Maybe you just, there's tons of way to figure things out and do work, and we can certainly help through that, and I can certainly do all I can to help you through those questions, answers, and decisions. Also, right here on the air, a little free advice for everybody. So here you go. 314-436-7900 finds me. We got a couple segments left, about a half hour left, plenty of time to get some help, some questions coming in. So if you got something, feel free, get a text in. You can do it that way too. So we're going to take a short break and we'll see what comes in and more home improvement right after this. All right.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Home improvement show for everybody. 314-436-7900 finds me right here today. Anything you got going on, anything you need, let's see if we can help you out. We've been going over a lot of different really good questions with the question on the vapor barrier on the inside of the wall or not, some vinyl window question on operation and should they replace, what can they do, We did have one of my clients call in and talked about getting ductwork clean in the house, and that client, we did, they were really doing a good job thinking about staying in their home and thinking through, like, what can they do? Trying to decide, do they move? Do they stay? How do they get through? And how do you plan for the future to age in place? There's no real need now, but they have a split level home. And what we actually did was we put a bathroom on the main level, the middle level of the split level home, where you come in from the garage and everything, because they got on the lower, they got on the upper where the bedrooms are. So now they have a full bathroom in that middle section, so that they know they've made that decision. They're just going to stay in that home, remain in that home, which is a great thing to do, because once you've gone through and you've got your home paid down, paid off, however you have it, it's so much less expensive to stay there and maintain and make that home what you want, rather than trying to sell and move. And there's so many expenses that come about doing that. And when the market's real strong and you're buying into really up-priced expensive homes, then it's even a little bit worse. And if you've still got interest rates that are a little bit on the high side, I know they've come down, but they're not where they have been. So even people that still own their homes, you've got a 2%, 3%, 4% loan, rather than going to 6, 7, 8, it's just less expensive to even keep that same payment that you've been paying. But while we were doing this bathroom for them, they figured out we were moving some ductwork and figured out it was a little dirty, and talking about getting that ductwork cleaned out. Great thing to do. We had a quick discussion on, you know, how often should that maintenance task be done and taken care of. And it's just, you got to kind of figure it out. And really, cause it's gonna, the type of furnace filter you use and how well it works and how often you change it will come into play with that. If you have hardwood floors versus carpet, if you're an outdoorsy person and you love to open your windows and doors more often than some, there's all these, if the more people that live in the house, the more moisture, the more humidity, the more dust, the more everything, the more you're in and out. If you leave and come and go more, there's a thousand things that create dust. And so it really just depends on the circumstance in your home. A home with 8 cats is going to need it more often than a home with none. A home with 5 dogs is going to need it more often. So really, taking up your vents, kind of looking, wiping in there, trying to see, look in with the camera, take your phone and just take pictures into that vent and let the flash come on, and you'll see how dirty, dusty it looks. Get into a piece of it and see how it is. And that will be the real answer to how bad is it. And then if you get it clean, then you got to kind of keep checking to see how often. Same theory with the furnace filter. That, you know, they tell you every 3 months, that's a good practice. If you change your furnace filter every 3 months, well, if you have a pretty dusty house and you use a high rated furnace filter that stops more, then you might need it a little more often. So really the best thing to do is check your furnace filter once a month and see how dirty it is. And you may only need to change your furnace filter every 4 or 5 months, maybe twice a year. Maybe you need it more than every 3 months because you just got a lot going on. You got a bunch of dogs. You got 4 kids. You got a lot of action. It's just going to need it more often. So checking in and learning, that's the best way to kind of maintain and think about that. So cleaning the ductwork is the exact same thing. It's kind of hard to say that you need it just so often. And fireplaces, same way. Depending on how many fires you actually make, is it a wood-burning fireplace? Do you use it every year? If you do that, you need to clean that every year. Have someone come out and clean that out and do their job every year. Even if you have a gas fireplace, it's good to do that every so often. Have them check it out. Have them look at it. Have them clean it. Have them clean the log set and just kind of maintain that. But you don't need to do that every year. It can be way less often. You could do it every 5 years, something like that, on a sealed gas unit. So you can spread that out more. So just all these different, it depends on usage, what you're doing, and how you do it, and how you figure that, how you get through it, and how often you need to do some of these maintenance things. So, hey, we do have a couple of text questions. I'm going to try and see if I can work through a little bit. And the first one that came in is about moles that are apparently underneath of a 33-foot round swimming pool. So I'm guessing this is an above ground pool sitting on the ground. And so when the moles are getting underneath the swimming pool, they feel the divots and the bumps and from those moles digging around underneath there. And the question really comes into, they've tried different just ways and tricks out there to see if they could stop these moles. And I can tell you that I have never really heard anyone ever say that they've had success with any of these different tricks that you can do or products you can buy to try and, you know, there's a noisemaker thing. There's all these different things. And I've just never really heard a lot of people saying, I hear more, it didn't work, than I ever hear someone saying, yeah, I put this out there and never had a mole again. So to me, the best way to get rid of moles, one, and they said they were doing, the first step is to treat the ground, to kill the grubs, all of that. So if you're trying to keep the grubs and most of what they're looking for out of the yard, then that helps. But moles still, they eat worms, other things, and those things are good for the ground. So they're not just only after that, and they will come and go. The best thing that I've really seen is to get the mole traps, trap the moles, catch the moles, kill the moles, and just one by one stop them from coming into your yard that way. And it's just a constant battle is as you're getting them to set the traps and catch them and get rid of them. And there's a steady way. There's an important way on how to set mole traps in order to actually make it effective. And so I'll try and go through this a little bit because I learned this from the mole hunter of working and listening to him over years, being a partner with Mosby Building Arts. He would come on during the home shows on our soundstage and explain this, and he would sell the mole traps, but then he would explain how you actually use them. And so a couple of the tricks are to know that one is when you see all these mole tracks running around your yard and they're kind of curving and they're changing and they're moving around, that's a mole that's looking for food, and it's not reusing that track very often. Once they make that, they tend to never go back to it. So what you need to do is you need to look for the mole hill, the mole line of where their track is, and you're looking for a line that is a straight line where it's exiting your property, where it leaves your yard. So if you see a mole trail and it's pretty fairly straight and it's exiting out your backyard to another yard or towards the golf course or something like that, that is a line where you want to put that trap, because that is where they're coming in and out of your yard to get the access. And the other trick is when you set the trap that's going to, you know, stab down when they come through there, you have to know where their hole is. So it's not directly over the hump. It is to the side. So the moles lay on their side and they kind of dig sideways. So the hole that they're in is actually to the left or to the right. So you need to take a screwdriver and find that hole that they're actually passing through. And then you mat the dirt down and you put that trap over that hole. And that is where they'll come in out of your yard. They'll come through. When they do that, that is what will actually trap them and get them. And I had this, I did this years ago for one of my neighbors. He had a few traps around his yard and I came over and he's like, man, I've been trying to trap these things for like 2 weeks and I've never caught one. And so I did that with him and I said, well, here's what I've learned. And we grabbed a trap and we found the right trail and we did everything that the mole hunter said. And the next morning there was a dead mole on that trap. And my neighbor was like, oh my God, I've been all over my yard doing this for 2 weeks. And then you come in and by the next morning it actually works. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's his theory. And obviously it's a good one. So I think you're in a battle, buddy, just for trapping them, killing them, and trying to keep them out of your yard. And I don't know that anything magical trick that's going to work for you. But, hey, we're going to take a break. Don't forget, I'm right here, 314-436-7900. Jump in the last segment. Let's see if we could help you out. Anything you got going on, we'll have more right after this message.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Final segment here, Home Improvement Show. Rich Orr is here for you. If you got anything, check on with us, 314-436-7900. We got Mike on the line. That Mike says he has a mold company that doesn't use trap that's effective. So let's hear about this. Mike, you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what do you guys do to get rid of moles without traps?
Yeah, there's companies out west that have gopher problems, severe gopher problems. And what they use is a machine that pressurizes carbon dioxide.
Oh.
And you poke the rod down into the mole hole about 6-8 inches down in the tunnel. And you pressurize the carbon monoxide. You hit the lever, and it puts them right to sleep.
Huh.
Wow. Probably your yard and your neighbor's yard on both sides.
Wow. That's pretty cool. I had not heard of that at all. I will tell you this, Mike, real funny thing. Not the neighbor that I helped with the trap the one time, but the neighbor next to him. So they backed to a golf course on the opposite side of the street. So the neighbor next to him actually had a mole alive in a bucket. And he sat there in a lawn chair and waited to see the ground move and then would take a shovel and pop him out of the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, that's someone with a lot of time on their hands. You know?
It is.
yeah. But that's a pretty interesting way. Yeah. So that sounds pretty cool. So, yeah, we'll have to see if the texter's hopefully listening and maybe he can look up and see if there's someone around that does that.
Sure. Yeah. My company's name is Smoke a Mole.
Okay.
And basically, like I said, it's pressurized carbon monoxide, and it goes through every mole tunnel, you know, probably with a within a 100-yard radius.
Wow. That's really interesting. Well, hey, appreciate it. Appreciate the call, Mike.
Yep.
Hopefully they'll give you a shout.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. So, hey, we got another Mike on the line. So, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, good afternoon. I just wanted to know if you guys, I was watching the Build Show. Don't know if you've heard of that on YouTube. And he interviewed a builder out in Columbia, Missouri, where on the house they were building, they had the foundation, like the outside of the walls is where the concrete was poured. But on the inside, it was all dirt. I was wondering if you guys ever built a house like that. That was the first time I'd ever saw something like that done. And I was kind of curious about any gases or anything that might naturally come up through the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I know some places you have to have a vent on stuff like that. I was just curious if you ever built a house and.
Yeah, so it sounds like.
New to that.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a crawl space where it's a house foundation.
No, it's not a.
Is it 8 foot deep?
It's not a. It wasn't a crawl space. It was, but they built right on the dirt.
Oh.
It was about a month ago when I watched it, so I was just curious if you guys had ever heard of that before.
No, I have not heard of that. So it's the Build Show on YouTube?
Yep.
Yeah, I might try
and the builder,
check
Columbia,
that out.
Columbia, Missouri is where the builder was at. Okay. Well,
yeah.
I appreciate it. I enjoy your guys' show.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate the call. And, that's something that, I mean, I've even had with, like, When you build things too close to the dirt, it, just the theory in general is the ground just has moisture in it, and moisture migrates through it. And so, I mean, even just like decks outside, when someone builds a deck on the back of their house and it's literally touching the ground or it's so close to the ground that the deck frame is 2 or 3 inches off of the ground and you build this deck out of wood, that deck will rot away faster than a deck that's 4 feet off the ground. So anything built with dirt underneath it, to me, is just a bad theory. Thinking about, any type of gases, any radon, anything like that. When we build a room on a crawl space, we do a lot of rooms on crawl spaces because it costs less money. But then there's other things that we do to that crawl space to try and protect it. So it doesn't always save as much as someone might hope because of the other work that we're doing to make that crawl space better. But it still saves a lot, and most people still perform it that way. But yeah, we're looking at, like, in a crawl space, when you've got dirt 30 inches away from your floor joist, even if you put down a plastic vapor barrier and put rock on top of it, that was the theory for a long time. Well, the plastic only comes so wide. You know, maybe it's 10 foot wide. You got a 30 foot room, so you got three rows of plastic. So wherever that plastic laps, moisture comes out. Wherever it comes up against the foundation wall and it's just tucked up next to it, moisture comes out. So we're putting in an actual liner that covers the dirt. It goes up the basement walls, and then when they spray, we spray the perimeter with actual foam insulation, and then you spray onto that liner. So it kind of glues that liner. It air seals any air coming in from around the outside. And then wherever the liner is seamed, they're spraying that foam to seal that seam. And it's holding moisture, all that underneath this vapor barrier liner. It's very thick. You can crawl around on it. You won't cut it very easily. And that way, that will hold all that moisture, keep the mold out. So, yeah, I'll have to try and check out this video and see what's going on there. Because, I mean, unless you're building with something different, you know, they have decks today where you can set them right on the ground. And it's like a plastic frame that's 2x2 squares that just can literally sit on the dirt. And then you use the right deck boards that lock into that on top of that, and those deck boards are made for ground contact and won't have issues, won't rot, won't warp, all this stuff because of the ground contact and the moisture. And so you can have a deck like a patio just basically sitting on the dirt, and you level it out. It's a really cool system, and yeah, it's a great thing to do. But hey, I'm out of time. Had a great time, great calls, great questions. For everybody out there, be good to each other, be good to your homes, and I'll talk to you next week.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, gone nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.